Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with me, Pastor Otiboatin. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to share some few things with you today, which I believe will be a blessing to you. If you read in the scriptures, in Acts chapter 26, Paul is talking to King Agrippa concerning his conversion. And he says something remarkable in verse 14 to the king. Let me read from verse 13, to be nice from verse 13 rather. He said, "At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them who journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." Now, this is Paul's conversion. What happened to him on his way to Damascus to go and apprehend more believers and put them in prison and get some killed. Okay. He says, while he was on his way, he saw a bright light and he fell, and he heard a voice in the Hebrew tongue saying, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." Then verse 15 says, "And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest." You see? Now, we never see Saul, who later became Paul, doing anything to Jesus. We never saw him when Jesus was alive and Jesus was being crucified. Paul was not there. But Jesus came and said that, "You are persecuting me." Why did Jesus say that? Why did Jesus say that? Now, Jesus showed that even though Saul was persecuting the church, the believers, it was actually he that he was persecuting. Because when Jesus came, he said that it is I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Now, that is remarkable. Why did Jesus say that? I want to show you something in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I'm reading from verse 12. It says, "For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ." Then verse 13 says, "By one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one spirit." Meaning that the day you became born again, the Spirit of God gave birth to you. He says, "By one spirit are we all baptized into one body." What body are we baptized into? We are born again into a place called the body of Christ. He says that Christ is many members. The day you become born again, you are made a member of the body of Christ. Today I'm talking about the fact that we are members of his body. Hallelujah. Now when you read in verse 27 of that same book, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 27, it says, "Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular." Brothers and sisters, we are members of the body of Christ. We are so identified with him. He is the head and we are the body. You see, when you read in Ephesians, it says that he's been made the head of all things for the body, which is the church. We are his body. You and I are his body. Whether you are the hand or the leg, whatever it is, you are part of the body of Christ. And because you are part of the body of Christ, we have the same name. We all bear the same name. You see, you don't talk to a man's head and call the head by his name. Maybe Jeffrey. If you say Jeffrey, you are referring to both the head and to the body. We all bear the same name. Our name is Christ. We are identified with him. We are one with him. He says that now are ye the body of Christ and members. You are a member of his body. And because you are a member of his body, if anybody touches you, he has touched it. Oh, hallelujah. Now, I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30. That verse also re-emphasizes and puts in much force concerning this particular subject that we are talking about today. Ephesians 5, 30. It says, "For we are members of his body, of his flesh and of his bones." Oh, hallelujah. For we are members of his body, of his flesh. I'm a member of the body of Christ. I'm not just a child of God. I'm a child of God. That is powerful. But I'm also a member of the body of Christ, meaning that I am part of him and he's part of me. I'm a member of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Oh, hallelujah. Therefore, I am his expression in this world. The head is in heaven. The Bible says that we are seated together with him in heavenly places. You see, he's not just sitting there alone. He's sitting there with us. And all principalities and powers are under his feet. That is in Ephesians chapter 1. I think we should read that. Let's read Ephesians chapter 1. It's so nice. Ephesians chapter 1, I want us to read from 21. It says, "Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come." Verse 22 says, "And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all and in all." So he is the head. We are the body. And we are his expression in this world. I want you to have that in your mind today, that I'm a member of the body of Christ. We are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Have a blessed day. God bless you. Bye-bye.